28 away from midday with Richard for the rest of the weekend. For Chris, he'll be taking you through on a Larry Williams show. He's filling in for Larry in the afternoons. Okay, on to our health segment for this morning, this Wednesday. Well, World Alzheimer's Day is coming up. And joining me in the studio now, and what a background he's got. It's going to take me too long to get through it, but Dr. Matthew Croucher joins me. Matthew, good morning.
Kia ora, Richard. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And hopefully you are too. Good form.
Yep, thank you very much.
Lovely to have you in the studio. Well, let's take a look at Alzheimer's Awareness Month in New Zealand, and September is there. How long has that been going now?
Oh, look, I couldn't tell you exactly, but the Alzheimer's International have put together kind of focus months in all the different countries around the world that they operate for quite a few years now.
Right, yeah. Okay. Oh, very good. So let's take a look at your background first of all, and your Canterbury District Health Board, University of Otago Medical School here in Christchurch.
That's right, yeah.
Yep, okay. So being a specialist in this field must be quite demanding, is it?
Yeah, it is demanding, but I think the thing is that although I can't always help people to achieve a cure with an illness like dementia, actually I can help them live their lives pretty well, and that is very rewarding.
And that support must make such a difference to those affected.
Yeah.
What numbers, I don't know if you could break it down for us, Matthew. New Zealand, we're talking, what, 60-odd thousand?
That's the estimate.
Yeah, okay. That's a considerable number.
It is.
Can we break it down to the region, or is that not possible?
We can break it down to the region, but I don't have those numbers on me at the moment. But the thing is that of that 60-odd thousand in New Zealand that are probably living with dementia today, not all of those folks have a diagnosis, unfortunately.
I see. Okay. So obvious signs, or are some of them more subtle than others?
I think early on in the illness, like most illnesses, the signs are pretty subtle, and people are often thinking this is normal aging rather than I wonder if there's something going wrong with how my brain is working.
Right, okay. Can you please clarify for me the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's?
Sure. People ask me this a lot, Richard. Dementia is like a category where a number of illnesses fit inside it. When doctors or nurses use the word dementia, they just mean that my brain has got some disease or other which is now stopping it from doing its normal jobs, things like memory, things like looking after myself at home. Inside that category, the commonest illness that can affect humans and cause our brains to do this is Alzheimer's disease, the one that most people have heard of. But there are others.
Right. Some people even get confused between Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
Well, that's right. Parkinson's disease, quite a different illness. Mostly we observe it in how it affects us with our movements. We might get a tremor or slow down with our walking. But Parkinson's can also sometimes cause problems with how other parts of our brain work.
I was going to say, can the two marry, for example?
They can be a pretty bad marriage. But yes, you can have a double whammy, and that's very difficult, obviously.
And for those in the family, whether it's Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia, whatever it is, the impact must be considerable.
Well, the impact is huge. And I think for those of you that are listening in this morning, most of us will know someone that's affected with dementia, but their whole family and their friends and their network are also affected to some degree, aren't they?
So true. So you mentioned no cure for dementia. Are we on the way? Are we getting closer?
We're getting closer. But if we believe everything that we might see in some of the media, that we're just on the edge of the tablet that'll cure it all, and we probably aren't, Richard, but we are getting closer. One of the things that we're clearer about now, and 10 years ago I couldn't have told you this, is that we can probably prevent dementia in a reasonable number of folks just by looking after ourselves better in the middle of our lives.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Yeah. And when you say looking after ourselves, are we talking about exercise, diet?
Yep, the single biggest thing would be exercise. Right. We don't mean that we all have to rush off to the gym and be doing an hour every day there. We just mean going for a decent walk a few times a week and making sure that we stay pretty fit.
I went to my GP a little while ago, and he was saying if 60% of his patients went for a walk for 30 to 45 minutes a day, he wouldn't see them return. Would that be a fear?
That would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
what we'd all much rather do in our clinics in GP land and in hospital land where I work is be seeing people that are doing well and helping them to prevent things rather than be seeing them later on. But of course, we always have a bit of both.
What age group are we talking when we're talking dementia? Can you say, bang, this number, or... It varies.
No, it varies a lot, but one of the biggest risk factors is becoming older. So that most people with dementia are in their 70s and 80s in New Zealand.
Yes.
But there are some people living with dementia in their 40s. It just becomes more common as we get older. But it's never normal. So there's never a majority.
So there's not a blueprint either?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, that must make your work a challenge, all right.
It is a bit of a challenge,
How are we looking in the future in regards to numbers, diagnoses?
Yep. Well, look, the numbers are set to increase, and it's not because dementia's affecting a bigger proportion of people. It's just that more of us are older as the years are going
right,
by. So there's
going to
be more of it around.
Yes.
In fact, probably the rates of dementia are going to slightly drop. And that's because we are looking after ourselves a bit better. So
than we were compared to what?
Compared to 50 years ago.
Okay.
So that's the good news, but the sheer number of people in dementia in New Zealand living with dementia is set to increase a lot.
Right. But when you look at the population, I'd think, Matthew, compared to 50 years ago, we're almost doubled.
Yep, and the number of New Zealanders that are older is bigger than it has ever been.
Yep. Right, okay. What do you say to that? How do you support family? If they've got someone with dementia at home, what do you do? What do you say? Have you got some words of encouragement this morning?
Look, I've got two big messages that I'd love for people to think. The first is that this is a nasty illness. Yeah, I wouldn't wish it on anyone. However, it is possible to live well with dementia. So that's the key first message. And the second is the folks in this town that are most ready to give you good advice on what you can do in your own situation are the good folks at Dementia Canterbury. And if you look them up in the phone book, look them up online and give them a call, they can very quickly point out to you what the next steps will be for you in your situation.
Okay, got you. And if you think that you have a family member or a very close friend maybe suffering...
Yep.
Phone call?
Yep. Phone call. First port of call would be to visit your GP, actually. And the GP can do the tests that are required and find out what's going on and say, this probably is a dementia illness or this probably isn't. Let's do something different. And then link you in with the support services through Dementia Canterbury and others.
Yep. Where was the support a generation ago? What was available?
Yeah, well, there wasn't much available. Right. Dementia Canterbury was one of the first organisations to start up in New Zealand, separate from hospitals, to try and help folks out that were living with dementia. So a generation ago, that was just starting here. We were leading the way. It was pretty good.
Which is great, yes.
But most of the care was informal, so it was folks looking out for each other. But these days, because we're all going back to working... Yeah, you know, it's not dad at work and mum at home anymore. We're all working. And people are very mobile. We've got to look out for each other a bit more. And that's where an organisation like Dementia Canterbury takes on a bigger role now, I think.
Okay. Well, Matthew, thank you for your time. Any last words to add to what we've discussed this morning?
Just that if you're concerned, don't contact Dr. Google. Contact your GP.
Yeah. Well said. Black and white. Excellent. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Richard.
Appreciate that. Dr. Matthew Croucher with us this morning.